Hello, listen all, and welcome to episode 5 of the Becoming a Speaker in an Honor podcast. On today's episode, I'll be continuing the idea of a growth mindset and going a little bit into how you can develop one. Let's get into it. So, how can one develop a growth mindset? Well, the first thing is you might have to redefine what you think a genius is. And what you put opponents in. You need to stop looking at geniuses as some inbred trait that you have it or you don't. That's not true. Genius comes from effort. Sure, some people might seem like natural geniuses, but at the end of the day, what makes them seem small and seem dumb is the effort they put behind their intelligence. The most that'll change is the amount of effort, but it's still the effort that will define a genius. And it's not just for genius. Any trait is not as important as effort. It doesn't matter what it is. At the end of the day, what is done will always decide more than whatever random trait someone has. Now, you need to understand that. But say you understand these things. Effort is probably about the most important thing. Well, as you go through this, remember, you need to focus on the process, not just the end result. Yes, whatever you're doing, whatever you're trying to succeed in, you will need the end result, otherwise, it's fruitless effort. But do not forget the process, because remembering that process and growing from it is what will lead to future success. Now, one of the first things that can be very helpful in developing a growth mindset is you have to realize what your goal, idea, or purpose is. There's a pretty good correlation between having a growth mindset and having a strong sense of purpose. Now, I can't tell you what this goal, idea, or purpose is. That is something you have to decide. It's something you need to start with. It might seem backwards to have your end mission in the start of your idea, but it's what will define everything you do, and if you can build a sense of purpose from it, you're more likely to let yourself grow than accept failure. In my case, my purpose is to get my own freedom financially, preferably in the comfort of my own home as my own boss, and to do away with all the pain of my past speech impediment. Teach people to get past their own issues as well in the process. Now, once you have your goal, purpose, idea, what's the next thing? Well, in the process, growth comes before all else. Not the speed of what you do it, or the approval you get while you do it. Growth is what matters. Growth is what you need to focus on. Sure, you might do the thing slower than others, but as you see the numbers rise, that is what will get you closer to whoever it is you're measuring your success against, whoever you're modeling, whoever you look up to. It doesn't matter how quick you're rising. It doesn't matter how quick you're doing it. If you're not looking at the growth, you're not going to see yourself getting closer to the goal. If you focus on approval, that just won't help you grow. Yes, having the approval of people around you will help keep your spirits up and will help you, but ultimately, the approval will not help you more than focusing on the growth. Now, when I say to not look for approval, I don't mean hide your goals. When you're at a place where you're comfortable, to back them, share them. Show your growth. Let yourself grow from that. Inspire others and grow. And as you're doing this all, make sure you're focusing on your actions. They are what are important. And from those actions, do not see the failures and mistakes as bad things. They are how you learn. Each mistake is a new opportunity. A new opportunity for you to grow, and later, opportunities to help others grow by knowing the mistakes they can make. Nothing you mess up will be set in stone, or at least not in any way that can't be fixed later. You will have ways to fix it. Realize this. Realize that no mistake, no failure is some terrible thing. At worst, they're learning opportunities. At best, they're barely consequential. No matter what, you need to remember this. No matter what, you need to keep your mind in the process. No matter what, you need to walk. Your effort is what will define you, not some traits. Now, I know that's not the best step-by-step guide, but I want to give you guys a general idea of how to develop a growth mindset. Because, quite frankly, knowing the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset doesn't do much if you can't develop a growth mindset after realizing the difference. Now, I think that's all I'm going to cover today. I'm sorry if I wasn't with substances, but I encourage you. Go, look, try to find your own ways to develop a growth mindset. I'm far from the only person that's ever talked about the subject. So if what I've said doesn't feel like enough to help you and guide you, find it. Do not let it stop you. You have the ability to find it. Do not let any one source leave something out stop you. You can do it. Now, with that, I thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day.